Hey, body shoppers, Joel Cimino here, and this is the G-Spot Experience. Welcome back. This interview is with Devin, who is a staff member out of our Canton location. This is a part of a series of interviews we did with various staff members, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks for listening. All right. So it says we are live.
Yeah.
Joel Cimino and Mary Lou, this is day two of getting to know Body Shop staff members. We actually are live on Facebook, on our fan page. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing Periscope tonight. I did Facebook and YouTube last night. So tonight we're doing Periscope. I actually did Periscope and Facebook Live earlier today, and there was a lot of people on, mm-hmm. on Periscope watching. So, which is, have you done Periscope?
That echo. I was on Periscope, I think last year or so. I checked it out a little while, but I didn't stay on it.
Okay. Oh yeah. I used to do it quite a bit and then I kind of fell out of it, but,
I think you need to introduce Devin first.
Yes,
you
went sorry. Right
in the- Yeah, my name
is. Anyway, so we're live on Facebook and Periscope with Devin. Are you still getting a lot of echo?
Only when I talk really loud. So as long as I whisper.
All right, I'm turning it down a little bit more, so hopefully our speaker doesn't interfere. Okay. So Devin has been working with us for how long at the Canton location?
Only since October, so I'm one of the newest employees there. One of.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we've known you for longer than that.
Yeah.
About 3 years, maybe?
Three or four, yeah. Because it's been... I started at Adult Mart in 2017, I think. No, that wouldn't have been right. Maybe 16. I don't know. It's been a long time.
When did you stop working at Adult Mart?
I stopped working at Adult Mart 1 year ago and like 3 months. It was actually on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So going into 2019.
Wow.
So, for those of you that aren't familiar, the Adult Mart is directly in front of the Canton location, which is kind of convenient for anyone that needs to pick up a little extra goodies before they come to the club. And that's how you kind of found out about us, and we found out about you, and we became friends back then.
Yeah. You know? I honestly didn't even know it existed. I didn't know places like this existed at all. I remember when my boss told me about it, and I was just like, wait, what? Can we go in there? Like, is this something that's real? She's like, yeah, I guess we could go.
We get that a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, they'll have a conversation with somebody and they'll be like, oh yeah, have you heard of the Body Shop? And they're like, well, no, what's that? And then they get told, they're like, wait a minute, that's like a real thing. It's like,
I can go there.
It's like they think it's only on television or something, mm-hmm. or movies. But when you worked at Adult Mart, did you get a lot of people from the club that would come there?
I'd say on Friday nights we got a decent amount of people coming in. It was usually around 8 o'clock is when we would get the body shoppers coming in before they would open up the club. But in reality, honestly, I think I got more clientele that came in asking questions about Body Shop that had never been to Body Shop.
Like during the week or?
During the week, on Friday and Saturday nights, why are there so many cars out there? Is this, that, and the other? And I would be like, go to bodyshopclubs.com. Go to that website. That's it. That's where you need to go. And then people would be like, can you help me fill this out? And I was like, honestly, I don't even know how to fill one out. So go to that website. Yeah.
That,
<way.">
That is funny.
I know we used to have like flyers that we would put out periodically at the front counter, mm-hmm. at the Adult Mart so that people would know where we were. But I think that maybe added more for you guys to do.
I mean,
questions.
I really didn't mind it. It was one of the more fun things to talk about, especially after I had gotten to go. Mm-hmm. But before I had ever walked into the door. So when you're in that role of customer service, you got to either know or you don't know. And that's plain and simple. And I knew a little bit. So I would just like go on that little bit and then be like, go check this website out. And then that's all I would tell. It was like, I'm pretty sure it's like a club. They've got a bar, but it's BYOB. And like, just check out their website. I'm sure there's more information there. And then I got to go and I was just like, oh, I get to tell where all the things are now. I can tell you what's in there now.
Oh my God, that's funny. What was it like your first time actually when you attended as a member?
I stayed for about 10 minutes, felt real uncomfortable, and ran away to Waffle House. I'm not even going to lie to you. That first night was terrifying. And I'm a pretty open person. I'm one of those people that dives headfirst into things and then runs away because the water's too cold. but I decided I am going to wear the least amount of lingerie that I own. Because, I mean, at the time, I was 70 pounds lighter, too, so that was great. Uh-huh. I walked in there wearing Harley Quinn lingerie, and it was hiked up. About half my butt was showing. Like, cleavage was barely hidden type deal. And I walked in there like, I'm going to own this. And I walked in, and I was like, I don't own this. Can we go? My friend's just like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, this was a bad idea. Really bad idea.
Because you felt uncomfortable initially?
Pretty much, yeah. Again, one of those people that jumps in head first and thinks about it later. So yeah, I am not comfortable in my skin, nor have I ever been comfortable in my skin. But I also try this thing where I pretend that I am so that I think that I am.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. And it usually works. But that was one of those situations where I was like, this isn't getting any better. But after like the fourth or fifth time coming in wearing lingerie, because I wasn't going to do it without lingerie.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is better now. This is kind of normal. I hung out with Naked Travis a lot. I don't know if you remember him. Yeah, he made me feel real great about being in the small amount of clothing I was in because he's walked around nude.
Yeah, he was butt naked.
I miss him.
Yeah. He's funny like that. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think he just came back. He was gone for a while, and he just came back recently.
Yep, I got to talk to him. What night was that? I don't remember what night it was, but he was in there. And I got to
It was only like a couple of weeks before we ended up closing for the coronavirus.
Yeah. I don't like this thing. Yeah. Bitchin' virus. Yeah.
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 My poor boyfriend.
It's taken its toll on some people. That's for sure. I never realized how loudly he chews. And having to be like with him at home all the time now.
She thought I was a treat before. Now she just wants to kill me.
I feel that. I'm about on the safe wavelength there with my guy right now. So
yeah,
working out well.
This is probably testing a lot of relationships. Yeah. I can imagine. So I want to go back to your first time because something you said kind of struck me, and it's interesting. So do you think that you felt uncomfortable primarily because of how you were dressed and you were just not comfortable in your skin in that regard? Or was it just kind of the overwhelming fact that you were in such a provocative place?
I like being in provocative places. I do. It's more or less a me issue. It was definitely not the club. Everybody's always been super nice there. I have a couple friends there from the first couple times that I did go. Mm-hmm. I made friends with a couple people pretty quickly. I don't know if it's okay to name names or not. But, yeah. Ryan, and I met... I think I met Jody at one point during the first couple weeks I went.
You mean that one?
Yeah, that Ryan. Yep. and then, yeah, Ryan was Jody. One of the first people I met, and I did meet Jody, and then I met, now I can't even remember her name because I haven't seen her in so long. Oh my gosh, Jessica. I felt so bad for a second. Like, I haven't seen her in forever. Mm-hmm. But, yep, Jessica was another one, and then Amanda I met pretty early on. Mm-hmm. I started coming in when Kenny was working front door, so, like, I knew that group of people.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then once you started working for us, how easy of a transition was it from being at Adult Mart to being a customer to actually being, you know, member relations person?
So, like, that was an easy transition, even though there was kind of that fun year between working at Adult Mart and starting at Body Shop where I completely stopped FetLife. I stopped the lifestyle completely. Didn't talk to any of my friends from Body Shop or from Adult Mart. Didn't talk to Adult Mart workers. I had a couple of friends that were, like, my best friends from working at Adult Mart that I spoke to, and that was it. But, like, I jumped out of the lifestyle about as quickly as I jumped in, and then I was, like, having issues, and then G messaged me, and he was like, hey, do you know anybody who's wanting a job, or do you want a job? And I was like, I really can't right now. And then a couple months later, I was like, man, I really want to. And then I messaged him, I was like, can we work around me having my girls? Like, can I work every other weekend? And he's like, yeah, we can make that work. And I was like, yes. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
We were very, you know, I'll speak for myself, very excited to have you come work with us. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember meeting you early on and just really appreciate your personality and
that.
And you're just, you seem very outgoing and fun in that regard, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I think is really a good fit for what we do. You know, and I've literally heard nothing but great things about you working at the club so far. So
we have another guest.
We might get a visitor from our cat here in a second. Oh,
aw, she's pretty.
Come here, buddy. Come here. I'll come say hi. Come on. Come here. Come say hi.
No, I'm camera shy.
Get out of here. Anyway. So we were happy that, you know, when you finally said you could come, you know, come to work, I was really excited for that. So so we sort of you touched on, you said that you were on FetLife and that before. So would you, obviously you were in the kink community. You want to talk about that at all?
Okay, so there's one thing that I really don't like being associated with because I have a very dominant personality because I'm one of those, I'm going to do it this way and I'm going to do it how I want to and this is what's going to happen. But I'm not a dominant because I don't like taking care of people. I don't like the control of taking care of somebody. I don't like somebody under my wing. I'm just a very control person, I guess is the way it would be. And for a long time I was trying to find myself in that spot because I didn't want the responsibility of taking care of somebody, but I also didn't want to be taken care of. So finding that spot in the community is kind of a little weird.
Yeah.
It's difficult because everyone seems to want to define specifically what they are within the community.
Yeah. And, like, I enjoy pegging people. I've gotten to peg six different guys in my lifetime, which is great. But I enjoy pegging people. I enjoy introducing people to different things. I like talking about different toys. I like talking about different lubes. I've done it on our Body Shop page. I just enjoy the information more than anything, I guess, and making sure everybody's got safe information. Like don't put a fidget spinner in your butt. That's not going to work for you. There's actually an ad when I first started working at Adult Mart, I was also working at a fidget spinner booth in the mall. And somebody sent me an ad where somebody
fidget spinner.
Oh,
spinner booths. I was also working at a fidget spinner booth in the mall, and somebody sent me an ad where somebody had shoved a fidget spinner up their butt and had to go to the hospital because they thought it was a butt plug. It's not a butt plug.
Okay.
Mm.
We actually have a video.
Oh, yeah.
The fidget spinner butt plugs? The ones with the online end?
Yes.
LED light.
I was like, what is going on here? We have a fidget spinner butt plug.
I've seen a lot of weird butt plugs.
So for those of you who don't know what pegging is, you could either Google it or we could tell you.
Laura. Sorry.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I love you, Laura.
Yeah, Laura says hi. So pegging is when a woman uses a strap on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I think it can be with a woman too, right? Mm-hmm. You can peg a woman, right?
I don't think it's really called pegging at that point. I'm not sure if it is or not. I've always ever heard it called pegging when it's female to male.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But, cool.
I mean, I guess it could be. It's the same basic concept. There's just a hole.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
I've never actually used my strap-on on a woman, so there's that.
Oh.
Good for you. Actually, I just heard this the other day. I can't remember who said this, but they were talking about women thinking they're special, and I think it was a gay person. They were like, "Well, you're not special, honey. You only got one extra hole than we do."
I think you remembered it wrong, or
no? It was something like that.
That's not the worst thing I've had. A gay guy tell me. So I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
The worst thing that I've ever heard is boys do it better.
What? Wait, boys do it better. What?
As in pegging? Well, as in, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, they've got the same part, so I imagine they would do it better. I would hope, anyway.
I think it's probably relative. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, it's like they say, girls. You know, girl on girl action. They know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What we like, what we don't like, and so forth. So.
I mean, it makes sense to me. It was one of those things that just kind of hit me like, bam. I was like, oh, okay, bye.
Well, there's something you can do better, though, with a strap on, because you can go forever and ever and ever.
My favorite thing that I can do that boys can't do is when you're getting into that motion with the strap on and you can unsnap it and grab it and suction it to your hand and then do like a flip while they're in doggy and then give them head while you're playing with the toy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
weird things. Okay. See, this is why I'm like, I hope my mom doesn't see this.
Yes. Can you show us a demonstration later?
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll do that one on Periscope.
In all seriousness, though, the first time I bought my strap-on, I actually bought it with no intentions to ever use it for the right purpose. I wanted to see if I could fold myself in half and suck my own dick if I had a penis. So that was something that I tested, and I managed to get like this much of the tip in my mouth, which was fantastic. So
wow. Okay, wait a minute. How big was the strap on?
6 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
We just talked about this the other day. About somebody, I don't know who, where it was or whatever, but they were talking about. Oh, I think it was in a movie, and the guy was like, "He's like, come on, I know you tried sucking your own dick. Everyone's tried that when they were younger." And I'm like, Mary Lou looks at me. She's like, "Did you ever try that?" I'm like, "Yeah, when I was like a teenager, but I couldn't get."
I can't get to my own bits that close. But the trick for any guy who wants to try, the trick is to lay on your bed. Have your bed up against the wall, lay on your bed, put your butt against the wall, and scoot your butt up the wall until it flips you and use gravity to pull you down.
Mm. All right. So you might have to do a self-dick fucking 101 class.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's, it's masturbation, but it's not. I mean, what do you call it?
I don't know, but I feel like that would be an in-person thing, mostly because I don't want any video recording of it later because I make some weird faces when you're bending in half.
A little awkward.
That's
and then
great.
There's the boobs that get kind of suffocating, like when they're pushed in.
Right.
Real comfortable position, guys.
That's funny.
So outside of your own experience there, is there anything that you have seen that has kind of shocked you or had that shock value while you've been, you know, walking the halls or anything at the club?
Nothing has shocked me to the point of, oh my God, I shouldn't even be seeing this. But there's been a couple things where I'm like, oh, okay. But nothing that would seem like, I don't know. Everything seems normal there to me. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I'm expecting everything. Yeah. But there's been a couple of times where I was just like, oh, that's new. That's a new one I haven't seen in person yet. Okay, here we go.
I think everyone has had one of those moments where they kind of, like, do that double take, like, oh, wait a minute. Let me watch that a little bit more. I might get some tips there.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while. I've been doing this over 15 years, and every once in a while I get surprised. Like, I'm not a voyeur. I mean, I am, but at the club, I'm not. So a lot of times I'll walk down a hallway or whatever, and I just kind of glance into a room. But every once in a while, it's like, wait, whoa. And, like, and I'll back up. Like, I'll watch it for probably no longer than 60 seconds. Whatever it is, and then I'm like, all right, I'm out. Like, I feel weird. Like, I'm the creeper guy. Like, if I'm standing there watching for longer than a minute.
Mm.
That's me personally.
I cheer them on, then I don't feel so weird. If you hear me going, yeah, it's probably because I'm watching in the door.
Well, it's like almost like you need to give out, like, cards, like 10, 9, 8, you know, scorecards. It's like, you walk by, it's, oh, man.
That could be bad though.
It could be, but it
yeah,
could be
that, really would, fun. That would not end well for people. Oh man, I feel like I'd get yelled at.
So it seems like most everybody's watching from Facebook right now. It's weird because
Facebook.
Mostly Periscope. Yeah. So Laura says, laugh out loud, cheer man.
Mm-hmm. I think Laura's cheered people on with me. Just saying.
maybe we need to get Laura in here once.
Come here.
That's funny. So, but you do enjoy working there.
Yes.
You would tell me if you didn't.
Well, I don't know if I'd tell you. It'd be more or less. I'd probably just be like, gee, I can't do this anymore. Bye.
Right.
And that probably would have been the response.
Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, Laura says she'll do it.
Yeah.
Hey. Laura's on board.
Yeah. So, yeah, Laura actually helps at the club volunteering. And no, volunteering doesn't mean you go into rooms with people and help out that way.
No fluffer status.
Although I've gotten phone calls and messages from people who occasionally, I mean, it's probably happened a dozen times, but where they think that the staff, part of the staff's responsibility is to participate with members. And I've had people like literally ask, like, you know, so like, how does this work, with the staff, you know, like, do we just pick the one that we want? Or I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? Pick the one that you want.
Well, that's where the next statement is generally, I don't think this is the place for you.
I mean, there's definitely been there's one incident where somebody made me feel uncomfortable. I told him no, like he was a child. I won't name names. He was talked to. It was settled. Everything's good.
You can tell me if it was Ryan.
Oh, it wasn't Ryan. It really wasn't Ryan. Was Ryan, I would have told you. Screw that guy. But I was walking the back hallway checking rooms, and somebody grabbed my arm and goes, "Are you flirting with me?" And I was like, "No," and pulled my arm away and then walked away. And that was the end of it. It was good. When I worked at Adult Mart, I got worse when I worked at Adult Mart, if that really makes sense. There was people that believed that we would go into that back private viewing booth with them, and they just assumed that we were, you know, no honey, it's going to cost you way more than $5.
Oh, they thought it was only for $5. Oh, wow. It'd be one thing if they offered you $200.
They pay $5 to go back in that back room. It's gone now, thank God. But, There was a lot of people that came into things with the wrong idea. And anytime I talk to somebody about Body Shop, I tell them, don't go in looking to hook up with somebody. Go in looking to meet people and hang out and not be judged for who you are. Because that's what it really is. Like, if you find somebody, congratulations. But don't go in expecting that, and you won't be dissatisfied.
That's a great point, because so many people think that because you operate a club like this, or because a club like this exists, that it's like just a big orgy, or you walk in and you get to pick who you're going to have sex with, and just go in the back and do it. And you're right. I would say, you know, I always use 80-20 as sort of a measure for a lot of things. And I think in this case, this is very much the case, where 80% of what goes on there is pure socializing.
Yeah. You know,
dancing, hanging out, telling jokes, flirting. You know, here's actually the best way I describe it to people. On an average night, there's 80 to 120 people. We have eight or 10 rooms. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can use those rooms in a night.
Right.
You know, so... and that probably is going to disappoint a lot of people that, you know, come there for the first time thinking that it's going to be a hookup, but, but that's a reality. Most people aren't hooking up necessarily, you know, but it may be, you know, over 2, 3, 4, 10 times of coming to the club, you might finally find somebody you click with, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, you said it best. I mean, it's about not being judged for who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that's primarily why people come there. You know, they can just be themselves and speak freely. Yeah. You know, that's, you know, and just a full disclosure, that's part of the reason that the clubs were started. You know, when I first started, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be great. I'll be able to meet a bunch of people and have sex with them. But so anybody who's ever thinking about opening up a club, don't. And not because I care about the competition, because you'll never have sex there. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's not only is it not proper, but it's just not you know, it's not a big free-for-all for the owners. So
that's feasible in the sense that we're trying to make sure that everyone else is having fun and everyone's safe, and our friend here from
I'll put this up on the screen. This was last. I have a feeling this is going to be a running theme from now on. We're going to get the Satan.
Yes.
Game. So, Devin, you are not Satan.
No. You might.
I could be. I think one of our chairs is making noises. Either that or we're stepping on a cat.
Don't step on the poor pussy.
Oh, my God.
So I'll ask you the obligatory question because of what's going on. How are you handling being cooped up at home?
Well, I'm generally a homebody anyway, unless I'm working. I mean, I'd prefer to be working. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I've got my computer, I've got my books, I've got movies, I've got a sewing machine, I've got all the things to keep me busy. Plus, mm-hmm. every other week I get my two daughters, 8 and 4. So they keep me pretty busy and they've got homework to do. So like, that's kind of, I've become a teacher now. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, pretty. I've got a whole bookshelf full of crafting stuff. So we got time.
So I was, you know, I'm telling Mary Lou, you and I were talking. She does graphic design.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So we are going to talk outside of this about maybe having you do some stuff for the club, because we definitely could use it.
Okay.
Because you could probably see how terrible all the graphic design stuff is.
I mean, it's really not that bad. I've seen way worse. I've done way worse, if that makes you feel any better. Sometimes when you're doing, so I worked for a place called Lightning Signs for a really long time. And when you're doing graphics for a company or for people, they come in and tell you what you want. Generally isn't something that you really want to put your name on, but mm-hmm. if they want it, that's what they're paying for. So you give them that. And then you're like, oh man, I really wish that wasn't out there, but it is now. So
what is Munchkins?
Oh, Laura, she's gonna. She has to get some lollipops and sing the "We Represent Lollipop Guild" song on a video, because she promised like 3 months ago. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Well,
maybe we'll do that if we get her on here to do the interview. We'll have her do it on here.
Oh yes.
It'll be forever memorialized on Facebook and Periscope. Let's see, who's this? Roland.
It's Roland.
Thanks, Roland. Appreciate you saying that. Well, hopefully we can keep this going. Tomorrow night, mm-hmm. We're going to be talking with Brian. You've met Brian, right, DJ?
Yeah. When I was coming in as a member, not since I've started working there.
Okay.
But I did get to meet him, I think, once when I was a member.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. Yeah, we're going to be chatting with him. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep thinking tomorrow's Saturday, but it's not.
The days are really starting to roll together for me. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. I wake up and I sit on my computer and then I go to bed. Like, that's what I've been doing.
Well, it's like I had to actually work my vanilla job yesterday, and the night before I'm like looking at him going, do I work tomorrow? What day is it? What time? What the heck? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so out of it, you know?
Yeah, she did 8 hours and crashed when she came home.
Oh my god, it was like the worst freaking 8 hours ever. But it, you know, it was more of a physical, mental, challenging day, but got through it, and now I'll be off again for another week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yay!
So you mentioned earlier, before we went live, about gaming.
Yeah.
What games do you play?
I play Minecraft and Jack in the Box on streams, but I also play Modern Warfare. I'm really bad at it. But I enjoy it. I enjoy screaming at young children.
Wait, you just scream at them while you're dying?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, why'd you kill me? God damn it! It's really loud. I forget that my mic is, like, right there.
Now, wait, what games? You said what do you play online? Jack in the Box?
Jackbox games, which we can actually play online if you guys want. Basically what it is I stream it, and then people just need their phones to play. Like, they would go to jackbox.tv and then they can play. And like, there's Murder Trivia Party, which is like my favorite thing in the world. So like, there's different stuff like that. There's T-shirt KO. I have Drawful that they were giving away for free because of coronavirus. I have a couple other games through them.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah,
we're definitely going to have to
get a couple people to play.
Look into that.
Yeah.
I have a PS3 and she's an Xbox 360, but we have not hooked it up. I don't think it's been hooked up since we've been together.
Oof. Well, that's good.
We need to play it at the house in Euclid.
Yeah, maybe for a minute.
For a minute. And then we had to pack everything up and go. Who's doing Magic Gathering?
Yes! I play Magic the Gathering! Woo! I play the
Arena. Yes, I want to play with!
I play Arena. I don't play I have the one where you make your own cards. There's two separate, like, online formats or whatever. Didn't like it, but I like Arena. Do you play Arena, Roland? Because then we can be friends.
Come on, Roland, do you play? Might have someone to play against here. Sweet.
Yeah. One second. I can actually.
So when you play Call of Duty, you do that on PS3 or you do it on Xbox? Or
Xbox One. In my house, we have 3 Xbox Ones, 2 PS4s, 1 PS3, 2 PS2s, a GameCube, a Nintendo 64. We have a Switch.
That's a lot of gaming systems.
A lot of games. Most of them are my guys, just so you know. That one Xbox is mine, one PlayStation is mine, and one Xbox is my kids. But the rest are his. He has a lot of games.
That's awesome. Like you said, I don't think we've actually played like video games in...
And I actually love video games.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
It's been at least that.
Well, y'all should play video games. Video games.
Yeah,
are fun.
Sure. Yeah. I want to. We'll have to talk after this about the Jack. What is it called? Jackbox.
I will show you.
Okay.
Actually. If you want to wait until after this, that's fine.
No. You can put it up if you want. Yeah. Okay. I'm very curious.
So, see if I can find it on here. I have Pandemic on my computer, which I actually downloaded because coronavirus. It's called Pandemic, the board game. It's not fun to play, but it's funny. It's ironic, I guess, is the best way. I'm weird.
I think the Modernistic one would be awesome to get people to play.
Where is my Jackbox games? I wonder if they're under something else. Sorry, there's like a lot of crap on my computer.
I think Nolan and Laura might play MTG with you.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else does too. Bert.
Y'all can play MTG with me. I loves it. Where the hell? I know I have it on here. You know what? It helps just to search things. That would make sense.
Use the search function.
Yeah. Well, I like to look instead of searching, I guess. I don't know. It's supposed to be under recently added. Oh, I know why I can't find it. It's under Steam. Sorry, guys. There we go. I'm like sitting here looking for Jackbox and this, that, and the other. Oh, that was loud. One second. Like removing one headphone is going to keep me from getting there. So this is Jackbox here. I don't know if you can still hear me or not.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So like I would just do something like this. Maybe wants to pull up here. And then you go to play. And so basically you'll use this code here in jackbox.tv and then you plug it in on your phone and then you can answer questions on your phone based on the screen.
So
that's very cool.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm glad we did this because I did not know that was even a thing.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Loveless.
So we're not gonna see any butts tonight, right?
Did you watch the video from last night?
Yeah, I did. I watched it this morning before I went and had my tooth pulled, and I was losing my shit. But it's okay.
I have a broken tooth right now.
I shared it on my Facebook page. Yeah. They are taking emergency dental work right now, and like they got me in within 2 days.
Really?
Oh wow!
Just so you know, and they have the sliding scale payment system.
Were you in pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not really having any pain.
My wisdom tooth split in half.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and I waited like 3 days trying to call people and nobody would take my insurance. And I really needed someone who would take my insurance because I wasn't paying a whole bunch to get it pulled. I'll yank it myself if I have to before that.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been lucky. I like my wisdom teeth never came in. So, like, I've never had to have them pulled or had issues.
My bottom two are facing this way and growing this way. So they're going to have to surgically remove them because they're still under the gums and they're pushing. So I've got really bad teeth. I don't know if you've noticed that they're like real jacked. So
your teeth are cute.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. They're a pain in my ass or mouth. I'm not allowed to drink for like 3 days though, because I've got this lovely gaping hole in my mouth. So
like drink booze.
Yeah, not allowed to have alcohol or anything carbonated, which...
Oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
I didn't see the carbonated stuff, but, like, the booze, I would think, would help.
Well, it thins your blood. So they don't sew it shut. It closes with a blood clot and then heals over the blood clot. So if you need that blood clot to pop out, then you have dry socket, and then that hurts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I can't remember that when I had my wisdom teeth out. I'm talking about dry socket.
Yeah, I'm terrified of it.
Well, especially right now, because, you know, it's not like you can just go right to the dentist real quick. You know, everything's closed up. My tooth broke about a week before everything started going to shit. And I'm like, whatever. And I actually called, and I was trying to get in like on a Tuesday. And she's like, well, she goes, I have an appointment tomorrow at 8:45 in the morning, and we had something else planned. I'm like, I can't. She's like, well, I'll call you later in the week if something opens up. Well, then everything went to shit. She never called. I called the next week. They were closed. Like, we're only taking emergencies. You know, here's a special number. If you're dying, you can call us. But that was about it.
Yeah.
I would try calling the place that I shared today and see if they could get you in, because, like I said, they're doing emergency work right now. And they got me in within a couple of days, and I haven't seen them really packed because they've literally canceled all appointments except for emergency work.
Right.
So you could actually probably get in faster now than if you didn't, than if coronavirus wasn't a thing.
Yeah. You're probably right about that. So that's cool. So what else don't we know about you?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
Well, you like to peg. You like to talk about sex toys.
I like to talk about
video game. Wait. Have you ever pegged a guy while you're playing a video game?
No, but I've given guys blowjobs while they play video games. It's kind of a fun game to see if they make any noise while they're on mic with their friends.
Yeah. It probably messes them up to the
phone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably hard to concentrate. Well, you have to try that. Pick somebody while you're playing a video game, or maybe while he's playing the video game.
Well, then that's a matter of like concentration, because you know, with every
they won't let you in Ohio now. Fuck. I didn't think about you calling the place. For some reason, I'm thinking you're in Canton, and that's why I'm just like, oh, yeah, you could just try the place that I went to. That's a ways away for you just to get a tooth.
Well, technically, my driver's license says Ohio, so.
Oh, you could be like, I'm going home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then if you get pulled over on the way back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, no, because, for me, I have an essential worker's letter.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can, because technically I'm considered a commuter, so.
Okay.
She's an essential sex worker.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's sad.
I wish.
Sex work should be essential.
It should be.
I mean, I applied for it. They have vibes now at Walmart. Actually, I can't even say not very good ones because I haven't tried them yet.
But there's times I walk in there and they'll be like over on the clearance rack and the end caps. I'll be like, oh my God, really? Walmart, you have my papers on clearance? I think some of your people would need to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got fired from Walmart back in 2015.
You got what from there?
I got fired from Walmart.
Oh.
They technically fired me on points, but it showed up as a no call, no show because the lady that fired me did it without putting me in the system as being fired. So basically, I just didn't show up to work, is what they assumed. And it was fun.
Hmm. That's got to be interesting to work at all at a Walmart.
Did you work the day shift, the night shift? I think the night shift would be like crazy.
I worked in electronics. I did people's cell phones and everything else. And I worked the like day afternoon shift. So basically, if you're a day employee, you can work from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. and they just swing you around wherever the hell they want to. But if you're a night employee, you're strictly 11 to 7. So.
Interesting.
Oh, Laura says Walmart has lube too. And they'll lube your car as well.
It's a good mix of things, isn't it?
Yes. And Jamie Walmart. Anyway. Okay. Well, this is kind of fun. So we're going to talk afterwards. I definitely want to talk about the Jackbox.
Okay.
The trivia murder mystery thing sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I think that'd be something cool for everyone to, you know, play and talk. And I guess my only thing is, well, if you're streaming it, anyone can comment on our stuff. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So that's how it would work, is you guys could either stream it on here, or I generally stream it on Twitch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Twitch is, but
I think with this service, I think I can stream to Twitch also.
Yeah, you should be able to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Which would be real interesting to cross my Twitch people with.
I don't know.
Listen, every single person on this planet has had sex at some point in their life. So,
or they will. I mean,
yeah, or they will. Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's very true. Yeah,
we were all here because of sex, so it's not
that. Yes, exactly. I say the exact thing. Anyone who ever says about, you know, talks about sex being bad.
But I don't know anybody who's here because somebody got pegged.
But there is somebody, there are people here to be pegged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's what Mary Lou and I are going to do when we get done.
Huh? Put your strap on that, Mary Lou. Let's go. Bend in half.
Mary Lou, when Mary Lou first got a strap on, she started to try to use it on me. I'm like, honey, can you take it out of the box first, please?
Oh my god. Am I turning red yet?
No. A little bit. Not much. No. Oh, like, hitting me, which is great because then you don't see how red I am.
You look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, Joey's saying good night. I'm like, hello, you don't have to go to back to work till Monday. Like,
yeah, it's 9:45 at night, not 11:45 or 2:45 in the morning.
I really wish I could sleep at this time. I really wish I could get to sleep at any time, though. Like, that's my issue.
What time do you usually go to sleep?
I'll either fall asleep at, like, 7 o'clock, or I will fall asleep at, like, 4 in the morning. It's kind of one of those weird, like, things that just happens.
Wait, 7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, like, I either crash really early or really late. There's no in between. I had a nap today, so I probably won't go to bed until 6 in the morning. Hmm. So.
Well, so the other thing that we're talking about doing, are you familiar with Zoom at all? Have you messed around with that?
Zoom.
Zoom? No? Okay.
More like a meeting.
It's like a conference call. Yeah, it's for doing conference calls. But people have been doing Zoom, like, virtual parties. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to do something called Tiny Chat, and you could have like 8 people up on the video feed talking. You could have people in the chat, but they made it pay to use, so nobody gets on there anymore. Drinking for 3 hours. Oh, sorry, Jody.
Jody's been drinking for 3 hours.
I was drinking for 3 hours.
Couple more days.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday. You could drink Saturday, right?
Well, I'll have my kids on Saturday, so I can't.
Go have them drink too.
Yeah, give them grape juice. And
Yeah.
Tell
them it's great.
Roland says Zoom is great. So yeah, we're gonna try that over the weekend, maybe on Saturday. So
okay.
We'll keep you posted. So maybe you'll get to see naked people.
Chat people. Hi, Jody.
Like, everyone's commenting now a little bit. You can't go to sleep, Jody. Not yet.
Anyway. All right. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, this is fun. I got to know some stuff about you. We get to learn some cool shit. You seem like you're okay with it. I know you're a little nervous at first.
I'm head first in the water thing kind of deal. Yeah.
I appreciate you jumping on tonight. Yeah. It was kind of a last minute thing. We had somebody else lined up and then they bailed. Two nights in a row, Jillian.
Well, you know, she's busy doing IT for people that are watching porn from home, you know? I mean,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, she works for Adult Empire. And she basically so this is how she describes her job. So people call in and say, yeah, the anal porn I was just watching isn't streaming right now. Can you fix that for me? So she literally has to go into their account, look at what it was they were watching, and figure out, like, restream it to figure out why it's working and why it's not working.
Oh, man.
Or, like, if they actually buy, like, a DVD or something and they send it back saying, it, you know.
She's got to watch how many slides to fix. Yeah. I'm down. How do I sign up?
Come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, she normally works in the office, but with this whole thing, they've got her working from home. So
she's like, I'm sitting in my living room watching porn.
Do it from home. So, like, they could just abduct me. That'd be great. I sit here anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to be late for work when you work from home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty easy to be late for work.
Just put a picture of yourself up in front of the camera so people think that you're the, oh, I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Yeah, put yourself on a loop like you're drinking coffee.
I actually have loops of myself, so that's
probably
possible.
That would be. I'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, see, Jody's still here.
We're keeping her. Jody.
All right. Well, we're going to dip out. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate it. And we'll be chatting probably tomorrow. I'll talk to you about some of the web stuff and all that, or the graphic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll figure out how to do a Jackbox thing.
Okay. The Jackbox party.
Yeah, we'll do Jackbox on Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
All right. Thanks, Devin. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Oh, no, one more comment here before.
I'd rather be making porn. I'd rather watch it. So, like, Jody, you make it, I'll watch it. We'll be great.
There you go.
I'm actually with you on that, Devin. I don't want to make porn. I want to watch it.
I don't like the way I jiggle. I'll totally do pictures. We'll do magazine stuff. Fine. I don't like the jiggle bits.
Wow. Well, thanks to everyone who hung out with us tonight and love the comments. So, again, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow night with Brian, and hopefully you guys will all come back and watch.
Yeah, see what's going on.
All right. Well, thanks, Devin. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. I hope you got something out of this podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share it with someone who you think could benefit from it. Be sure to visit our website at bodyshopclubs.com. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can do so at area code 412-690-0699. All right. Well, thanks so much, and you take care.